on the plasma suppression effect of bunched coherent radio emission in fast radio burst, by Yuanong Qiu et al. One widely discussed mechanism to produce highly coherent radio emission of fast radio bursts FRBs is coherent emission by bunches, either via curvature radiation or inverse Compton scattering ICS. It has been suggested that the plasma oscillation effect can significantly suppress coherent emission power by bunches, so that the bunching mechanism may not be the dominant mechanism for FRBs. We critically examine this criticism in this paper. The suppression factor formalism was derived within the context of radio pulsars in which radio waves are in the low amplitude, linear regime and cannot directly be applied to the large amplitude, nonlinear regime relevant for FRBs. Even if one applies this linear treatment, there are two physical reasons that significant plasma suppression is not important. First, for an efficient radiation mechanism, the required plasma density is not high so that a high-density plasma may not exist. The coherent ICS mechanism satisfies this condition so it may not be subject to the suppression effect. Second, both bunched coherent mechanisms demand that a large global parallel electric field E must exist in the emission region in order to continuously inject energy to the bunches to power an FRB. In order to produce typical FRB duration via coherent curvature or ICS radiation, a parallel electric field must be present to balance the acceleration and radiation back reaction. The plasma suppression factor should be modified with the existence of E. We show that the correction factor for curvature radiation, FCUR, increases with E and becomes 1 when E reaches the radiation reaction limited regime. We conclude that the plasma suppression effect can be ignored for realistic FRB emission models. This was On the Plasma Suppression Effect of Bunched Coherent Radio Emission in Fast Radio Bursts, by Yuanong Qiu et al.